most people spend their entire life stressed without ever giving a single thought as to what it is they really want or what's important to them. See, I'm here to cut through all that noise, connecting you to yourself and the life that you were meant to live. I used to slave away at a corporate job that I hated, but I broke through the social norms and pursued my passion. As a result, I own my own coffee company, I'm an espresso sommelier, and I get to travel the world. You too can live a life that you love, but it starts with getting clear about what you want. It starts with a new decision. I'm your host, Donnie Rouse, and you are listening to the podcast, One Life. Somebody to lean on. What do you do when you get into a spin? And what I mean by a spin are those moments where you start to doubt everything around you. You start to doubt, you think that everything is going wrong. And the spin is that flight downward where you feel like things are getting worse. And all of a sudden, the emotional state you were in 5 minutes ago, you would give anything to get back there because now you're just feeling so low. And the point of this podcast is that this was actually a state that I was just in before I got myself out of it. So I wanted to share the story of that, as well as the steps that you can take to lift yourself out of those down moments. And it's really, really simple. So there's three things I'm going to give you. The first one is to get a tribe, a group of people that you know, love, and trust. Secondly, is to show up and be vulnerable. And then thirdly, I want you to show up for other people. So I have an accountability crew that I meet with for my One Life course. And we meet up every single week and we talk about what our deliverables are for that week, with the whole intention of this is to keep everybody on the moving forward towards, we all have a similar goal. But in moving towards that goal, there are times when each one of us kind of goes through that downward spiral. And as a result, that call, which is normally split in but equally in between three, becomes all about that one person. Lifting them up so this way they can continue going. So it's just as much about our own productivity, or it's just as much about lifting up others as it is about our own productivity. Today was that day for me where I felt that downward spiral. I was looking at everything that I was doing, just looking at my desk was enough to give me like a panic attack, because I had papers everywhere from, you know, ads that I was creating for my coffee. I had plans for the One Life, all the steps I have to do to relaunch the course in June. It was just too much. And to add salt to the wound, I started going into the comparison mode, and that started early this morning. And as a result, by the time I got into the accountability call, I was like, oh my God, I don't even want to be here. But I did show up because I know that these are the people that I could show up with and be vulnerable with, because the only way I'm ever going to, you know, the only way you can get out of the state, like when you're alone, you suffer. But when you have a group of friends that pick you up, now all of a sudden, like, you know, they are there for you. Their problems become your problems. In a way, not really, but you know, they do have some skin in the game now, because you're there for them and they want to be there for you. So today was all about them picking me up, and I was very, very gracious for it, because I took the majority of our allotted time together. And the findings from this was that I just was putting too much expectation on myself in terms of what I was able to do in a certain period of time. And all of these stresses, all of this demands I was making myself, I just couldn't see straight, because I was shooting in a million different directions rather than putting all the focus, all the concentration in one. And so After the call, I just thanked everybody. And then after I thanked them, everybody said, listen, you don't have to thank us. Like, you were there for, one of my friends said, you were there for me last week where I was in that same state. And then the other person that was on the call said the same, you know, they've been in that same place. So it was nice to know that, you know, it's this reciprocation where when any one of us is feeling down, we could reach out to the other to kind of put things in perspective and help pick us back up. So why is this important? Because, you know, you want to get picked up. You don't want to stay down for too long. Because staying down means, like, time is getting wasted. And it's not, I don't want to stress you out by thinking, like, oh, my God, I'm feeling down now. I don't, you know, wasting time. But rather, think about the emotions you want to feel. And think about when you're in that state, like, how much of life is passing you by? Like, I know for myself, right? Like, you start to, when I look out to my right, I'm looking at the ocean. You kind of turn a blind eye to all the beauty that's around you. But by talking to someone who can give you some perspective and maybe highlight how you're being a little bit more hard on yourself than you need to be, now all of a sudden it releases some of that, and you start to open up and you start to just get some fresh perspective in that life is still great. And maybe you just have to dial back your ambitions a little bit and put your focus into one area. When I do I have my One Life Blueprint, and in the One Life Blueprint, there is a community. And the whole point is that, like, the reason I created the One Life Blueprint in the first place was because I felt like this was the gift I wanted to give people. I wanted to get people excited about their life. But when you are going after things that maybe the average person doesn't, or maybe just your family doesn't, right? It could seem very, very difficult because you feel like you're fighting an uphill battle, right? Because no one around you sees the world the same way you do. But by creating a community where, regardless of whether or not the people want what you want, they still are cheering you on, a place that you can go to share your vulnerability, share your hardship, but know that you can get picked back up. I mean, that's worth all of its weight in gold. So the point I'm trying to make here is that if you want to go further, go faster, create a group, create an intimate group that of a tribe where you can be, number two, vulnerable with, but also whom you can show up and pick up as well, right? Because it's not just about what we give, by what we get, but it's also what we give. As that is the intention of this post here. So get out, make that tribe, or if you have a couple friends, lean into them. If you're ever feeling like you're stuck, if you're ever feeling down, lean into it. Like, don't think like, oh, they don't want to hear my shit and I don't need to put all that. No, that's what friends are for. I'm reminded this over and over and over again, that your friends are there to pick you up whenever you're feeling down. So lean in. Honor your friendships, be grateful for them, show them your appreciation, but lean into them. Hope you enjoyed this post here. I am going to head out to a cafe right now to do some work. And I hope you guys just lean into your friends. So God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I will see you again next week. But till then, remember, live fully, live passionately, and most of all, live now.